WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
Boat collapse, running for cover. I'm Elliot Francis. In Atlanta, firefighters there still battling a blaze this morning, hours after it caused an overhead section of a major highway to collapse. Reed Binion reports.
To my knowledge, we have not had any injuries. Avoid the area if at all possible.
Georgia Governor Nathan Deal urging caution after a massive fire triggered the collapse of a section of freeway along the interstate in Atlanta. The blaze erupting underneath an elevated section of I-85 northbound. At around 7 p.m., support structures finally gave way to the intense heat.
There were large chunks of concrete starting to come down.
Firefighters pulling back to safe ground just minutes before the collapse. I'm Reed Binion.
Michael Flynn is offering to testify before Congress in exchange for immunity. Carol Lee explains.
Our understanding is that there has not been any sort of deal yet, as yet worked out, and that these discussions were ongoing and that they've been happening in different forms over the last couple of days.
When fired back in February. I'm Elliot Francis. House Speaker Paul Ryan is still trying to brush back criticism over the failed attempt to replace Obamacare. Bob Costantini reports.
In truth, it was a combination of Republican moderates upset with what was put in the bill for the Freedom Caucus and the Freedom Caucus itself being upset that the bill was short of repeal, combined that doomed the legislation. Caught in the middle, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan trying to brush aside President Trump's tweet of anger at the Freedom Caucus.
But it's very understandable that the president is frustrated that we haven't gotten to where we need to go, because this is something we all said we would do. He is just expressing his frustration. You all know that he does that in various forms, including Twitter, and I understand his frustration.
Ryan holds out hope a compromise proposal that all can vote for is still possible. Bob Costantini, Capitol Hill.
North Carolina's governor has signed a measure rolling back the state's bathroom bill despite criticism from LGBT groups. Gay rights groups believe that that replacement bill still allows discrimination. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. It's been 2 weeks now since the allegations that a 14-year-old Rockville High School student was raped in a school bathroom made national news. Last night, parents had their first opportunity to directly address the school board.
Your number one responsibility is the safety of our students. And there was a failure there.
Parents and community members had a chance to talk about the alleged rape of a 14-year-old girl by illegal immigrants at last night's Board of Education meeting.
We're enrolling thousands of new students, sometimes for good reasons, but we know very little about them.
Board member Rebecca Schmondrowski.
We can have as much preventative efforts as we can, and unfortunately, sometimes bad things are still going to happen.
Yesterday, the superintendent announced plans to review security measures at all schools starting in April. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Montgomery County Police, meanwhile, are looking into reports that the two teenage suspects in the Rockville High School rape case are gang members. Photos found on the phones of 17-year-old Jose Montano and 18-year-old Henry Sanchez Milian reportedly show them flashing gang signs. But attorney Andrew Jezik, who represents Milian, says...
That was the first time I ever heard that. My client completely denies being associated with a gang in any way.
A preliminary hearing is scheduled for this morning for Montano, but it's expected to be postponed for a week. That 20-year-old woman who got into a confrontation with police near the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday reportedly cursed at the officers and said she'd tried to run them down. Now, prosecutors have charged the woman as Mia K. Hill. They say her alias is Talia Everett, the name police initially gave reporters on Wednesday. D.C.'s mayor is asking President Trump to hand over to the city land now controlled by the National Park Service, including the RFK Stadium site. Mayor Muriel Bowser has said she'd like to build a new stadium there. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,728, the Nasdaq at 5914. Sports, the Wizards take on the Jazz in Utah tonight. The Caps are in Arizona. Exhibition baseball, the Nats and O's both lose to wrap up their Florida schedules. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Homeowners, did you know the Fed just hiked rates by 0.25% and are planning two more hikes by the end of the year? Home equity lines and credit cards are directly affected by that, so brace yourself. Our friends at Network Capital Funding Corporation want to let WMAL listeners know their rates are lower than before the rate hike. Consolidate high-interest debts into one low payment. It's a perfect time to refinance with low rates and property values rising. Check out their 10-year fixed mortgage rate of 2.875% with an APR of 3.12%. Call call 800-700-8068 and take advantage of this 10-year fixed rate of 2.875% with an APR of 3.12%. Network Capital is a direct lender, so it's their own money they're lending. This makes the process fast, simple, and secure. Call 800-700-8068 and listen to The Mortgage Show, heard at 1 p.m. on Saturdays, featuring Network Capital.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. State rates subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-700-8068 for additional cost information.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And heading through northwest over near American University. Overnight crew still dealing with the crash on Massachusetts Avenue. It's the direction going from Macomb Street toward American University, up toward Ward Circle. The northbound side of Mass Avenue closed. If you're heading from the university now toward Wisconsin Avenue, all of your travel lanes are open on Massachusetts Avenue in that stretch. Trying to wrap that up. Around the Beltway we go. Maryland, Virginia, no early problems reported. That looks good. We do have wet pavement, so keep that in mind as you head out this morning. Extra time always needed when we have that. On 210, northbound as you come up to the Beltway, crash reported. And no problems route 4, route 5 up through to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers around this morning, and we'll increase the coverage and intensity as we go through the morning and into the afternoon. Some heavier rainfall, some gusty winds with some storms. They even pop a severe storm, but not a wide severe weather threat. Mid-60s rain early tonight, showers later, upper 40s. Then the sunshine comes out for the upcoming weekend, low to mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 46 in Burke, 45 and only 47 degrees in Washington. It could take months to reopen a section of a major highway in Atlanta after a massive fireball causes a bridge collapse. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
WMAL. And there it is. Good morning, everybody. It's 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's almost over, folks. But let me just say one word to you. Key word of the day. Umbrella. You're going to need one. Just don't leave home without it. It's going to be a rainy day. We'll give you all that in a little bit. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will join us to talk about all the stuff. What's going on with Russia, Mike Flynn, the list of things going on in this town right now that Tony Schaefer can help us out with is endless. At 7:35, Robert Costa of the Washington Post. At 8:05, Maryland Delegate William Folden will join us. I'm Brian Wilson, alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning. It is Friday. I would think that there are quite a few people going to, since we're almost into wedding season.
We're starting into
wedding season, and I started getting some invitations. I'm kind of out of it. My friends have already been married once or twice.
But now you're sort of all your friends' daughters are getting married.
Yeah,
right?
And family, like that. And it's out of control. I'm noticing it has changed so much. It's out of control. When did weddings get so grand, so lavish, and so just insane? And this is for the women, and I can't be the only one who feels this way. I get invitations. If you're a female invited to the wedding, you get invited to the shower now.
Right.
Because it's an extra gift. My husband and I call these things gift grabs. Mm-hmm. It's an extra gift that they think they can get from you because you're a woman and you're coming to the wedding, so you have to produce another gift. And because everybody lives together before they get married now, they want upgrades. Mm-hmm. They just want new stuff. They want better stuff. And that's what it's about. So I want to talk to you about destination weddings, if you've ever gone, and how much you have to spend on these things. I found an interesting piece written from the perspective of a bridesmaid who is married and has two children, and they had to travel to the Caribbean. They had to find her parents, had to look out for their kids, and they had to borrow money from her father in order to make it happen, because they had to spend on the airfare and the hotel. And they said, you wind up having to spend several days, because it's a destination wedding, because the flights a lot of times on for just a weekend are going to be more expensive.
It's not an investment of a couple of hours at that point, right?
And then a year and a half after all of this was done, they got divorced. The couple got divorced, and she still owes her father money. She's still paying her father back. So So it's out of control. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Have you ever been to one of these weddings, whether it was a destination wedding or it was just this lavish, over-the-top wedding? I went to one that was amazing. It was, but we had to put out over $600 for a hotel room for one night. Mm-hmm. For one night, because it was at the Pierre in Manhattan, which is unbelievable. Over, and that was the reduced rate for the wedding. Was over $600 for one room for one night. It was, I never wanted to leave. It was bigger than my house. The room, the bathroom was bigger than any bathroom. The bathroom was bigger than the bathroom in the bedroom in my house. It mm-hmm. was huge. So I want to know, have you ever been to one of these? And also, just what happened to etiquette? I got a thank you note. And I've told you this, Brian, I got a thank you note for a wedding. The front was pre-printed. The return address was pre-printed. The inside was a pre-printed card that had a picture of the lovely couple that said, thank you so much for your gift. Love, Bob and Sally. They signed nothing on it. What happened to etiquette? Mm. It's out of control.
Well, especially if you're going to be asked to put up all this money.
Right.
Can't you get at least one that's signed? I think it has gotten out of control. As far as the shower thing, if you give a shower gift, hey, that's it. I mean, I don't know that you have any obligation to go to a second gift. Well, who made up that rule?
Wait, for the wedding?
Yeah.
No. That's the rule. But see, showers used to be...
No, it's not my rule.
Well, you're not a woman. A shower used to be like you gave them little things to set up the kitchen.
Well, and this is what I think has gotten wrong. I mean, now you talk about they want you to help you pay for your honeymoon. They want gifts. Some people say, we just want money. Don't worry about, things. We just give us money. Here's what I think has gone on. In the old days, when a young couple were getting married, you had a shower, and the idea was, okay, we're gonna help you put together your kitchen.
Right,
we're gonna get the group gift might be a vacuum cleaner. I mean, something like that helps you set up
exactly.
House. But I think now people are marrying so much later, and they're thinking, well, we still need stuff, but we have our dishes, we have our silverware, we have our pots and pans. We don't need that. As long as you're going to give us stuff that makes our wedding grander or the honeymoon grander or spend the same amount of money that you would spend to come join us at a destination. I think it's out of control, and I think that that somewhere along the way it morphed and probably had something to do with the fact that I think by and large people are getting married later. When they were getting married younger and they didn't have two nickels to rub together, then they needed help, really, honestly, mm-hmm. with silverware. Okay,
right.
That was helpful.
I still need it.
Yeah, but once they got older and started, getting married in their early 30s, you've been out in the world for a while. You have your silverware. Yep. You have your pots and pans. And in fact, probably both of you do. And so now you've got too much stuff. You don't need a third level of stuff.
Oh, no, that's upgrades. This is how we upgrade.
Maybe that's it. I don't
know. So true. 888-630-9625. Daniel in Frederick. Good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Hi, Daniel.
Good morning. Hi. I just wanted to call in. My sister had a destination wedding. It's been some time ago, but... it's always a great deal for them because you can invite as many people as you want, knowing that 90% of the people they're not going to come, but then they still have to send a gift.
Right.
Exactly. So how much did it cost you to go to your sister's wedding?
Aside from the plane flight and a little bit for the hotel, it was probably a little over $1,000 to go to the wedding.
Okay.
But I know it worked out for them because they just ended up staying for maybe 2 or 3 weeks, and that's where they had their honeymoon.
You're already at your honeymoon destination.
Now, did you give an additional present?
Yes.
See, that's the thing. $1,000. I mean, like, my presence here is your present. That's it. This is as good as it's getting right here. You're a good brother, Daniel. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for listening. Have a great weekend. So I got an invitation. I know someone who's getting married, and they have this honey funds to
honey
fund
funds.
their honeymoon.
Oh.
They're going to Bora Bora, the Fiji Islands, and Tahiti, which... Well, bully for you. You can pay for airline, and they're smart. You can buy. They broke everything up. So, like accommodations, they asked. They have if 40 people give $70 each, they pay for their accommodations. For dining, if 20 people give $70 each, they pays for their dining. So it's like a registry. Mm-hmm. In that sense, they can do those things: sightseeing, tours, shopping, golfing. We'll enjoy a round of golf or two. They want to do. Parasailing, airfare, all suite resort, a ferry ride to Moria, lagoon resort, champagne in the room, all that kind of stuff. Their flight to Bora Bora. So, and then they also ask for charitable donations that so they can donate to a charity on the islands that they go to.
Hmm.
So
I drove to Albuquerque.
I didn't have a honeymoon. We got married on Saturday. He had to be in class on Monday, so that was it. That was pretty much it for us.
Well, we'll take more of your calls in a moment. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. What's your worst lavish wedding story? Right now, time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Okay, interesting. I never heard of that. All right, here we go around the region to 70 between Frederick and the Beltway. We're off to a good start now. We do have the wet pavement around the region, so you need to keep that in mind as you get ready to get up and at them this morning. Heading toward, let's go northwest D.C. over near American University. The crash on Massachusetts Avenue is going to be closed in the westbound direction between Macomb Street and Ward Circle. Now, if you're leaving the university, heading eastbound over toward Wisconsin Avenue, those lanes of Mass Avenue are open. No problems to report coming in from the west, 66, 95, 395 looking good. And on 210 northbound prior to the Beltway, had a single car crash along the right side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain. 100% chance of rain. 1 to 2 inches are possible today. High today will ultimately be 64 degrees, but a lot of rain. And rain tonight, another half inch. Low of around 49 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy skies in the early going and a high of around, more clouds than sun, breezy in 61. And then on Sunday, temperatures in the mid-60s. And on Monday, temperatures also in the mid-60s. Currently in the nation's capital, 47 degrees. But did I mention rain? Yeah, a lot of rain. It's 516 on WMAL.
Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
Getting a wedding invitation in the mail now, I dread it. I'm like, oh God, where is it going to be? How much is it going to cost me? It's crazy. And Mike was just telling us for the rehearsal dinner when his son got married, it cost him, because all these people came, $9,000. That's not how you do it. You pay only for the wedding party. Everybody else can eat wherever they want, and they can all get together afterwards. So you should get your money back, Mike. I'm just saying. Jeff in Calvert County. Jeff, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Jeff, were you invited to a really lavish wedding or a destination wedding?
Good morning. It was a destination wedding. My brother-in-law and his to-be wife, we had a pre-heading to the destination. Basically dictated everything. We're going to go on a cruise. We're going to get off here. We're going to get married on the beach. Dinner will be at this time, that time. And it was geared towards more because they're single without kids. Well, we have kids, and my wife, very small children at the time. My wife got upset because we're probably going to drop about $4,000 to $5,000 just to watch them stand on the beach so they could have a beach wedding. And unfortunately, they were quite offended when we said, hey, we can't afford this.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Well, they know, but I admire you for saying it because somebody needed to.
Yeah.
Well, and my wife and I agreed. I mean, it was kind of sad, but, you know, nothing was geared towards the fact that we had a 3- and 4-year-old, and they wanted to have dinner at 8 o'clock at night, and then we're going to this bar, and it was pretty much, you were just told what you were going to do for the 4 days or whatever it was, and it wasn't appealing. And it was a lot of money.
And that's my question. Where has the etiquette gone? Jeff, thank you for sharing that. Where has the etiquette gone? There's no sense of right and wrong and etiquette anymore.
Yeah.
It's what I want. This is what I want.
This is what I want, and I want what I want when I want it.
Well, we raised the millennials to be this way,
right,
so it's kind of our fault. Oh, I think I'm going to love Terry and Warrington. Terry, good morning. Our Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. What happened to you?
Good morning. I love the show, guys. I have never met anybody else who has received this. So a year before my niece got married, we were told, prepare for the wedding. It was all over Facebook. She posted up. She posted her registries, and everything was expensive. It was at least $200-$300 for every gift she wanted. And then about 3 months before the wedding, we received a very nice invitation that turned out to be a disinvitation that, welcome, but you are not invited to the actual wedding.
Ow, that's got to be painful.
It's a bad line. Sorry about that, Terry. He got disinvited, basically, was the story.
Yeah.
He got disinvited from his own niece's wedding?
That might be a blessing.
I got disinvited from a wedding because they called the engagement off 3 weeks before, and I got that little note in the mail. Have you ever gotten that? I got that little note in the mail. That's an awesome little note to get. You're like, ooh, good thing I didn't send a gift.
Yeah. Wait till the last minute.
In Charlestown, Russ, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary talking about those out-of-control crazy weddings. How are you, Russ?
Okay. I wanted to let you know my wedding was excessively lavish. I had to take the afternoon off work, and I wish I could get that payback.
did you even wear a tie?
Actually, I think I might have. I can't really remember.
Mm.
So you just went to the courthouse, obviously.
Correct.
Now, why did you make that choice?
Probably financial, I'm guessing.
Were you part of the wedding? Were you part of the decision? Or did she just tell you where to show up?
It's kind of all a blur. I don't really...
Was there alcohol involved?
I was just
going to
say, was it after a tattoo parlor or what?
No. I just made a bad decision. I don't really have a good explanation.
Well, listen, if you're happy and you're still married, good for you, then it worked.
No, that ship sailed a long time ago.
Okay, well, you know what, then that was just an all-around lose-lose. I don't know what to say. I'm trying to find a silver lining for you here, Russ. Russ, thank you for sharing your story. Have a great weekend. Matthew in Manassas, good morning. Our Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Hi, Matthew.
Good morning. I'm going to tell you about my brother's sister-in-law's wedding. We went out to Lake Tahoe, and she's a Wiccan, so it had to be done at a certain time with a certain moon in the middle of December. And so we're there on the beach. It's 20 degrees. The ring bearer is this little dog that they had shaved, and they get all these different people up there, Native American, to pray, and Hindus, and just every kind of religion you can imagine. And the Hindu prayer itself was like an hour long.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
All combined, you know, the prayers were about an hour and a half. And about halfway through, I look at my wife and the dog sitting there shaking. And everybody's not in jackets, but in, you know, suits and everything. And I grab the dog, and I'm like, I'm gone. I'm inside.
Matthew, good for you,
thank
Matt.
You for sharing that. I suddenly feel better about a whole lot of things.
Yeah.
thank you so much for joining us.
It's 522 on WMAL.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
It's Brian Wilson here with a recommendation. If you're looking for a real estate agency, now is the time to call my friend Frank Prindle of Rebax Allegiance. Ask anyone who's met Frank Prindle. They'll tell you, you've just met your next real estate agent. Does Frank deliver results? Of course he does. Does he guarantee to sell your home for a price and in the time you agree upon? Well, that's been Frank's promise since the day I met him, and he stands by it proudly today. Consider the story of Eric. His tenants were moving out, and he was looking for a quick sale of his Metro DC home. Eric listed with Frank, and with Frank's aggressive marketing system, Eric received multiple offers his first week on the market, and his home sold for $21,000 above list. Other agents claim to offer the same guarantees as Frank, but I can assure you there is only one Frank Prindle. Call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
Want to know the secret to saving enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much money you need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple. Well, for my colleagues and me anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement. Make sure it's what you want it to be. Let us help at Edelman Financial Services. We have 6 offices in the Maryland suburbs and Northern Virginia. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Responsibility. It means contacting Miss Utility before you dig. It also means digging with care. That means no mechanized equipment within 18 inches of the marks. It doesn't mean skimming off a few inches. It means hand dig until the utility is fully exposed. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net, by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
It's 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we do have one obstacle heading through Northwest D.C. over near Ward Circle and American University. Crash on the outbound side of Mass Avenue heading between Macomb and Ward Circle. They have that shut down. But if you're leaving American University, coming inbound up toward Wisconsin Avenue, your travel lanes are open. They're still trying to deal with the crash cleanup there. 210 northbound Indian Head Highway. Prior to the Beltway, we had a car spin out. Keep in mind, wet pavement this morning, so definitely need to factor that into your commute wherever you are. A 90 quiet leaving the Fredericksburg area into Stafford into Dumfries, so that looks good. And Frederick down to the Beltway on 270 runs great. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Continuing, we see scattered showers, the occasional thunderstorm coming in. Second part of the day, a marginal risk for maybe a severe storm or two. Mid-60s, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 47 degrees, 526.
All right, weddings are out of control. Have you been invited to one of these just totally out of control weddings? Frank and Frederick, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. How are you, Frank?
Hey, Frank, good morning.
Where did you go?
Good morning, Brian and Mary. I went to a concrete slab in Damascus, Maryland.
All right. Did you lose a bet?
Was this before or after they started drinking in Damascus?
No, they started drinking early, but no, they what my friends did. I've been to destination weddings and they were good. And fortunately, I was able to turn them into vacation. But I had one friend that got married and took a few family members. He came back and he just set up one of those big tents over top of his garage he was building, and he had a party for all his other friends.
Mm.
So therefore, you didn't feel obligated to go to Jamaica.
That's a wonderful way to do that. Frank, yeah. Thank you for sharing that with us. Have a great weekend. We got a message from Sylvie who says, I received a beautiful Tiffany wedding invitation via text. Many of my friends received their invitations in the mail, but when the bride and the bride's mother realized they had to fill a certain quota, they scrambled around and sent secondhand invitations via text.
Wow.
Where has the etiquette gone?
Yeah. It's just ridiculous now at this point. It is 5:28 on WMAL.
I wish this bag under my eye would just go away. If that sounds like you every morning, you're not alone. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here. Bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of American men and women, unless you got Genucel. Genucel is the plant stem cell treatment from Chamonix, and ladies and gentlemen, you'll have no bags and puffiness under the eyes with Genucel. Listen to Susan from New Jersey. She wrote, I've been using Genucel for a couple of months, and the puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared and haven't come back. I love your product. I use it under my eyes, around my cheekbones, and on my eyelids. It's not just you, Susan. I love it too. And with its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours or your money back. I guarantee it. And right now, during the Chamonix Spring Clearance event, Chamonix will double your order absolutely free. Call now, 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. Order now, and Chamonix is going to upgrade you to free shipping for a limited time only. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you take a vacation, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Oh, and the best part is, you can do all of this in just a few hours a week from your home, using your laptop or smartphone. Learn how to make money when the market goes up, down, or sideways. Sound interesting? Call my friends at Online Trading Academy. They have put together a do-it-yourself investors kit that they want to send to you right away. You will get videos, hand-picked investing articles, and one of their most popular courses, and it's all for free. They will even throw in 2 free tickets to their next workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. You can do this. Just text the word INVESTOR to 797979. That's INVESTOR to 797979. Text INVESTOR to 797979. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, coming up in just a moment, the latest in Russia news, what's going on with the investigations, and Mike Flynn says, I want immunity. We'll give you all of the very latest in this coming up after the news, 5:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Firefighters remain on the scene of a fire in Atlanta that has caused a section of an Interstate 85 bridge to collapse.
They've even gone so far as to bring in 2 crash trucks from Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. These are the ones that normally would respond to any kind of aircraft disaster. There's still 8 more back at the airport, so don't worry. But they've got 2 of them here, and one of them is still pouring foam onto whatever is burning down below I-85.
Correspondent Martin Savage, the interstate, which carries 250,000 cars a day, is a major thoroughfare for traffic heading north-south through Atlanta. President Trump's top lawyer has invited lawmakers from both parties to come view classified information at the White House. This after new questions about political interference of the investigation into Russian election meddling. Reports are that White House officials may have secretly funneled material to the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. Former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's offering to talk to congressional investigators, but only if he's offered immunity.
General Flynn's lawyer is putting it in a statement this way, saying General Flynn certainly has a story to tell and he wants to tell it should the circumstances permit. Then going on to say, no reasonable person who has the benefit of advice from counsel would submit to questioning in such a highly politicized witch hunt environment without assurances against unfair prosecution.
Correspondent Jessica Schneider. Montgomery County prosecutors say they have evidence suggesting that the 2 teenage illegal immigrants charged in the Rockville High School rape case were also MS-13 gang members. But attorney Andrew Jezik, who represents 18-year-old Henry Sanchez Milian, says his client is not a gang member.
Kids these days flash a lot of different signs, which can have many different interpretations.
The other suspect, Jose Montano, will be back in court this morning for a preliminary hearing. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,728, the Nasdaq at 5914. Sports, the Caps visit the Arizona Coyotes tonight. The Wizards are in Utah. The Nats and O's end their Florida exhibition schedules with losses. The Nats are scheduled to play the Red Sox this afternoon at Nats Park. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Larry here for EMP-180 weight loss. It's time to march into summer. I know it's 3 months away, but now's the time to get that body going. There's enough time to make a significant change. I have a crazy schedule, just like you, and I like to go out just like you, and I'm telling you, it's worth it. Find the time. When I jumped on EMP, they had me stand on this futuristic-looking scale that calculated my body composition numbers. From those numbers, we laid out a weekly plan and set goals. Well, after less than 3 months, I'm getting close to my next goal, my 35-pound goal. Do you have any idea what 35 pounds lighter looks like, feels like? It's significant. It's huge. How many pounds could you stand to lose? You really don't know until EMP runs your numbers. Get in now, today. Follow the plan, and by summer, you'll be saying, wow, like I am. The time is now, my friends. EMP 180 Weight Loss. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. Or call 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
When you buy from Tedbridge Ford, you get life. Tedbred for Life, lifetime vehicle coverage. It doesn't end after 10 years. It doesn't end after 100,000 miles. It never ends. Drive a new 2016 Ford F-150 for up to $12,000 off MSRP. And only Tedbred gives you their exclusive Tedbred for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. Tedbred.com.
Sticker number 61961 with approved credit plus tax, tag, and title. $689.50 dealer processing fee. All factory rebates apply at all the dealer. Must take delivery by 3/31/17. See dealer for details.
Homeowners, think Miss Utility doesn't apply to you? Think again. If you plan to move dirt, you should contact Miss Utility. Whether you're installing a mailbox, planting a shrub, or a garden, Miss Utility should be number 1 on your checklist. two full business days before digging. Call 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Also online at missutility.net. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and you routinely hear me on this very station talking about the success we've had as the region's most competitive mortgage lender. I thought you'd like to hear it from someone else for a change.
I'm Oscar Santana, national talk show host and entrepreneur. In the world of broadcasting, as in the world of startups, speed is everything. What I loved about Mark and the guys at Cornerstone, their guarantee made sure that I got to closing on time, and I couldn't be happier. They guaranteed the best rate. They actually told me to go look for a better rate. I went out, talked to some banks. Nobody could beat Mark's rate. Their guarantee made sure that I had a great experience and had a successful closing.
At Cornerstone First, we offer programs including FHA, VA, reverse mortgages, conforming, jumbo, and the guarantee to meet or beat any advertised special on this station. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com. NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
5:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Northwest D.C. on Massachusetts Avenue near American University, still shut down as the northbound side heading toward the circle from Macomb Street. Two-car crash, and they say about an hour till they think they can get that reopened. If you're heading southbound and leaving the university, leaving Ward Circle over toward Wisconsin Avenue, you can get through. Your travel lanes are open in that stretch. All right, here we go. Not so bad. 66 out of Gainesville, up through Falls Church and Arlington, off to a quiet start. Only a bit of volume I'm starting to see on 95 is in Dale City. We're nice and quiet in Stafford. To the Wilson Bridge and the Legion Bridge, travel runs up at speed. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll get through the rain today. Scattered areas of showers, thunder showers, even some drizzle around this morning when it's not raining harder. This afternoon, some of these thunderstorms may have a little pop to them. Not expecting widespread severe weather. 64. Tonight, rain tapers off as showers, 49. Then we get the sunshine tomorrow, but still some clouds around 61. Plenty of sun on Sunday, mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Vienna, 43 in Damascus, 46 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
It is 5:36 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Friday morning. Hey, coming up at 6:45, another eaglet hatched, and they actually have their own spokesperson, and she'll be joining us later. At 7:05, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will be joining us to talk about Mike Flynn, Devin Nunes, and Evelyn Farkas. At 7:15, it's Richard Georgina, and he is the spokesperson for Concerned Montgomery County Taxpayers. And we're going to talk about securities in the schools in Montgomery County. At 7:35, it's Washington Post political reporter Robert Costa. I am Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
And let me bring you up to date on all the news about Russia and Devin Nunes and Michael Flynn. And as you mentioned, Evelyn Farkas. There is a whole bunch of stuff that has happened in the last 24-hour news cycle with regard to that and the various investigations that are going on in this town. I want to try to give you, what has happened and give you a perspective that I think is desperately missing from the discussions that are going on in this town right now. As you know, really, there are sort of two tracks of investigation now underway. One of them has to do with whether or not there was Russian collusion. And in other words, was the Trump campaign colluding with the Russians somehow back during the election cycle? That's one. The other one has to do with, was the Obama administration spying on the Trump campaign and then the Trump transition effort afterwards, and that's sort of track number two. Let me start with that second track. Was the Obama administration spying, using the intelligence community to spy on the activities of the Trump campaign in the last days of the campaign and also the transition effort? And much has been said about the fact that Devin Nunes, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, who recently went to the White House or to the White House complex and looked at documents, and he came out and said, yes, I've seen documents that suggest this is the case. And much has been asked, well, who showed you these documents? Blah, well, it was a whistleblower, and there was all this talk about, well, who was it? Everybody wanted to know who it was. Sort of overlooking the fact that what apparently he was reporting, which has not been knocked down by anyone, was pretty eye-opening. That indeed, in fact, there was evidence that the Obama administration was doing things within the intelligence community to learn about the activities of the Trump transition effort and the Trump campaign in the last days of the campaign. Pretty eye-opening, pretty bombshell revelation, which nobody's really talking about because everybody's focused on, well, who told you this? How do you know? How did you know it? Well, we now apparently know through a lot of reporting that there were two people within sort of the NSC structure at the White House who helped Devin Nunes see this information. One person apparently collected it, another apparently shared it with Devin Nunes. We now know that the White House intends to make those documents available to the House and Senate Intelligence Committees for their review. And so all of that's going on, but nobody's talking about what the information shows. Everybody's talking about the process by which Devin Nunes came in contact with this information. I would say, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how he came in touch with it. We should focus on the things that they apparently discovered. And that's what's missing, I think, in that conversation.
Now, are we not discussing it because we don't know yet? That once this information is shown to the intelligence committees, then they'll decide whether to let us know. And then the focus will be more on that,
maybe,
instead of the process.
That's entirely possible. But, I mean, it seems that the press corps in this town is completely obsessed with how Devin Nunes came in contact with this information. Now on to the other investigation, and that was there Russian collusion? There are investigations underway into this as well. And one of the key players and one of the people that everybody wants to talk to is Michael Flynn, the former National Security Advisor to the president, who resigned after it was learned that he had some kind of conversation with a Russian ambassador. Well, the new development is that Michael Flynn has said to his attorney that he is fully willing to testify before the House Intelligence Committee, fully willing to testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee, and he's fully willing to talk to the FBI about anything that they want to know as long as he gets an immunity deal. And everybody's going, oh, well, if he wants immunity, then what is he hiding? Mm-hmm. Well, I think maybe that's an okay question to ask. It could also be, as his attorney says, there's a witch hunt on in this town right now, and I would in no way ever allow my client to go forward and make any kind of statement to anybody on anything without some kind of immunity deal. And so it'll be interesting to see whether or not anybody takes him up on that. And traditionally, if you've got something that's pretty hot information, that's the only way you get an immunity deal. In other words, if you have, the smoking gun piece of evidence that's going to take somebody out, then you trade that for immunity. In other words, I'm going to get protected, but you're going to get this bigger fish. If he's got something like that, and no sign of it has been made known, but I think it really is more of his attorney being in the case of saying, well, I really don't want to put my client out there in this environment without some kind of protection. I'd be insane to do that, and I sort of take him at his word on that. Now, also yesterday we told you the story of Evelyn Farkas, who used to work in the Obama administration, and she's very tied, close ties to the Clinton folks. She left in 2015, but she's been all over MSNBC as a contributor, and she's been talking about how, I was trying to let people know during the campaign, protect the intelligence, make sure that a lot of people have that intelligence. I was getting winks and nods from people on the inside telling me that there was all this stuff out there, and a lot of people thought she pretty much, in all these comments, confirmed that on the inside of the Obama administration in the last days of the Obama administration, they were indeed spying on the Trump transition effort. And now, here's what she said initially.
I had a fear that somehow that information would disappear with the senior people who left. So it would be hidden away in the bureaucracy, that the Trump folks, if they found out how we knew what we knew about the staff, the Trump staff's dealing with Russians.
Yeah, and so now when everybody says, well, hold it, what did she know? What was really going on? That sort of confirms what we all suspected about the Obama people, what they were doing behind the scenes. Well, she immediately started backing away from that. Now she's saying, I had no intelligence whatsoever. I wasn't in government anymore, and I didn't have any access to any. Completely against what she has said in several different interviews. It's sort of like what I call...
I see nothing. I know nothing.
It's the Sergeant Schultz defense. I didn't see a thing. I don't know what you're talking about. Forget all those things I said before.
I see nothing. I know nothing.
What's interesting is that she made these statements on MSNBC March 2nd, mm-hmm. which was 2 days before President Trump tweeted out that mm-hmm. he was being wiretapped on March 4th.
Right.
So methinks that Ms. Farkas had the same information that the New York Times had when they reported on January 20th, mm-hmm. I believe it was, mm-hmm. that there was wiretapping going on.
Yep, that's a lot of... Yeah, there's a lot of stuff happening. We're going to talk to Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer about this coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. It's now 5:44.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Starting next month, the Veterans Affairs and Defense Departments are introducing to service members who have service members group life insurance an online enrollment system called the SGLI Online Enrollment System. This system enables active duty and eligible reserve and National Guard members to manage their group and family coverage online. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
It is 5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Massachusetts Avenue, we still have a stretch of this closed between Ward Circle, where American University is, and Macomb Street, and that's due to the overnight crash. Still about 40 minutes, they say. They hope they can get that reopened. So good combination to use as your alternate Nebraska Avenue, Wisconsin Avenue for everyone in that stretch. No problems to report if you're using 270 here early on. The problem for everyone is going to be the rain and the wet pavement. So keep that in mind for our early commute and throughout the day. Southbound between Urbana and 109, just seeing some of that volume increasing. 95 Maryland between the Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway runs great. Virginia 95, no early incidents reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll get through the rain today. Scattered areas of showers, thunder showers, even some drizzle around this morning when it's not raining harder. This afternoon, some of these thunderstorms may have a little pop to them. Not expecting widespread severe weather. 64. Tonight, rain tapers off as showers, 49. Then we get the sunshine tomorrow. But still some clouds around 61. Plenty of sun on Sunday, mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 46 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life.
Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor?
My neighbor?
Mr. Rogers passed along friendship, hoping we would too. Friendship. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Well, it is now 5:47 on WMAL. Let's bring you up to date on the Rockville case that has so gripped this community. Talking about Rockville High School and an alleged rape that took place, two suspects in custody. Yesterday, a bond hearing for the 17-year-old. There are two suspects, mm-hmm. 117, 118, both in this country illegally. The 17-year-old's attorney asked for a bond hearing and made the case to the judge that, look, we have found some new evidence that suggests that perhaps this was consensual sex and not a rape. And they brought in some evidence that they wanted to bring to the judge's attention in hopes that the judge would then allow bail for the 17-year-old suspect. And apparently these were text messages, allegedly, between the victim of the rape, alleged rape, and the 17-year-old that suggested that there was a plan to meet and then a plan to have sex. That information was put in there. But then the police put in their own information that suggested that between the 17 and the 18-year-old suspects, there were some text messages as well, which suggested exactly how they were going to carry this whole thing out. At the end of the day, the judge denied bond for this 17-year-old. He remains in jail, and that seems to be the new development there. However, it is very true that there are a lot of fallout stories as a result of what has happened here. And key among what is going on in Montgomery County right now is a complete review of security at all of the schools, including the first ones that are going to get reviewed are the 25 high schools in Montgomery County. Then they're going to go through the middle schools and then the elementary schools as well to try to secure these areas and make sure that the security plans and the security systems they have in place are actually pretty good. At Rockville High School, there was another case that has really not gotten a lot of attention. It involved a student who was pretty severely beaten, and there's video of this, so we know it really did happen. And there's a real question about why school officials did not call police after this attack, one girl upon another. They didn't initially call police, and it was only after the father raised some hell about it that the police were called in, and the parents were never notified of this incident at all. And so real questions are being raised there in that particular case. There was a protest in Rockville. We're going to be talking to somebody who was there last night, a guy by the name of Richard Georgina with Concerned Montgomery Taxpayers. He was at a rally last night in which they were talking about the concerns they have about safety in the schools and what's going on. And so there's a lot of turmoil still following that initial story that's now, what, about 2 weeks old?
Yeah, there's a lot that there's so much here that's going on. In a way, I like that they're reviewing the security systems. I think that needs to be done. I'm sad that it took something like this for that to happen. We're being reactive instead of proactive.
Right.
And I have to say, I'm kind of glad this guy did not get bond. I'm sure he wants to be out of prison. He's only 17 years old out of jail. He's only 17 years old. I got that he wants out. And I understand that that's going to have some effects on him, especially if he's found not guilty down the road.
Yeah, I'll see.
But is he a flight risk? So I think I'm happy with a lot of things all the way around here.
It's 5:51. Here's El Rushbaugh.
On Monday, the Attorney General Jeff Sessions appeared at the White House daily press briefing. He made an appeal to local governments to cooperate with federal immigration law. He also warned the Justice Department was serious about withholding federal money from cities that don't play ball. A couple of days later, the liberals who run Seattle sent Jeff Sessions their answer in the form of a lawsuit. They claim that President Trump's executive order violates the 10th Amendment of the Constitution by making local governments enforce federal law. They also argue that it's unconstitutional to hold hostage federal funds that aren't related to immigration. Now, technically, there's nothing to sue over because nothing's happened to Seattle yet, because no federal money has been withheld yet. But Seattle is claiming that the mere threat of withholding money has damaged them because it makes it impossible for Seattle to come up with a budget for next year. Now, look, federal immigration law is cut and dry. There's no guesswork involved. Local governments are required to share information with federal officials about the immigration status of people they detain. Over 80% of voters want immigration laws followed, but these liberals are determined to disobey them. The good news is that this issue is coming to a head, and thanks to the Trump administration, the battle for the rule of law has been joined. Finally.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter.
where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Homeowners, did you know the Fed just hiked rates by 0.25% and are planning 2 more hikes by the end of the year? Home equity lines and credit cards are directly affected by that, so brace yourself. Our friends at Network Capital Funding Corporation want to let WMAL listeners know their rates are lower than before the rate hike. Consolidate high-interest debts into one low payment. It's a perfect time to refinance with low rates and property values rising. Check out their 10-year fixed mortgage rate of 2.875% with an APR of 3.12%. Call 800-700-8068 and take advantage of this 10-year fixed rate of 2.875% with an APR of 3.12%. Network Capital is a direct lender, so it's their own money they're lending. This makes the process fast, simple, and secure. Call 800-700-8068 and listen to The Mortgage Show, heard at 1 p.m. on Saturdays, featuring Network Capital.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. State rate subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-700-8068 for additional cost information.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you or someone you know is selling a home or has had it previously listed and it didn't sell, then do yourself a favor and call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie have been successfully selling homes in the D.C. metro area for years. They've been the top-ranked real estate agents for the past 4 years in the D.C. area, according to the Wall Street Journal. Listen to what Sarah and Debbie did for Christopher and Carmen. They sold their home in just 2 weeks after their home was listed with three previous realtors and nothing happened. The Reynolds sold their home in no time. What makes Sarah and Debbie better than all the other realtors is their strong home buyers pool and exclusive consumer marketing systems. Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers, and they sell 3 times faster and for nearly 6% more money on average. And they'll even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. Call the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
It's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, we're off to a pretty good start here, our early commute. Wet pavement, though, definitely will be an issue for everyone. On 210 Indian Head Highway, just something to watch for as you pass Kirby Hill Road. A single car crash, not seeing too much of a volume, a little bit sluggish to get you past, but it is definitely workable. And northwest on Massachusetts Avenue, heading northbound or outbound between Macomb Street and Ward Circle up near American University, northbound side still closed with that two-car crash. If you're leaving AU and heading from Ward Circle to Wisconsin Avenue, your travel lanes are open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered areas of showers, thunder showers, even some drizzle around this morning when it's not raining more steadily, and maybe some strong or severe storms, especially this afternoon. In the mid-60s, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 47 degrees, and it's now 5:56.
The National Mall, the epicenter of American opinion.
I didn't suffer to have my constitution trampled on.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I'm glad that you're speaking your mind instead of just sticking it as a talking point.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Okay, this weather's crazy. It's all over the place. But no matter what's going on outside your house, you're always tracking mud and grime and stuff inside your house. Hi, it's Chris Plant, and my friend Joe Hadid wants to help with a deep-down professional clean for your fine Persian and Oriental rugs. Hadid washes each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process that ensures the removal of pet odor, dirt, grime, bacteria, viruses, and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. And now, for the first time ever, Hadid is offering a second cleaning option for certain rugs. Hadid has developed an expedited cleaning process, which is faster and less expensive. And more great news, it's Hadid's best deal ever. For every 2 rugs cleaned, get a 3rd rug cleaned absolutely free. That's right, I said it, absolutely free. Plus, it includes free pickup and delivery. To learn more or schedule an appointment, go online to joehadid.com or give him a call at 703-241-1111. That's 703-241-1111.
Hey, guys, let's talk about our experiences with the virtual physical for just a moment, because we've all had the scans and found them most enlightening.
Well, you know, Larry, I've been concerned about my family history. Getting a clean reading about the plaque levels in my heart and arteries, that made a real difference for me. Plaque is the kind of thing that can lead to heart attacks or stroke, and the scan was very reassuring.
And these scans can detect small tumors throughout your body and brain long before you exhibit symptoms, and that means there's a far better chance of successful treatment.
And you know, the scans are safe and non-invasive. It only takes minutes to have them done.
Then you go over the results with the radiologist right afterward, and they give you a copy of your scan to take with you to your primary doctor.
So do what we did and get your scan today. Call right now, mention WMAO, and you'll get $100 off your full body scan. And if you bring someone with you, you'll both get $150 off. Don't forget, March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month, and Virtual Physical is offering the amazing sedation and pain-free virtual colonoscopy for $200 off. Call them now, 301-984-9009. 301-984-9009.
This is such a blow to invest. Do it right now. Break the news. What's your stock all around the world?
We're waiting for the market to open. It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, fast-talking salespeople, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. It might be easier to ignore it or deny it, or just hold on and tough it out and see where it goes. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Let me introduce you to my good friend Coach Pete right here on the Financial Safari. Whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or haven't even thought about it, now is the time to get protection from market volatility. Meet with Coach Pete and his team, and they can help you determine how much risk you're taking, as well as potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road. Give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
Coming up on WMAL.
We have another eaglet. The second eaglet has hatched, and the eaglet has a spokesperson, and we'll find out where they are registered at. Eaglets are us, what they're getting. Yeah.
President Trump starts a Twitter war with members of the Conservative Freedom Caucus in the House of Representatives. What is his endgame? We'll take your calls. It's 6 o'clock in the nation's capital. It's time for some news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.